Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Loving Life Podcast, coming from a parent's perspective, where we take a look at the past, the present, and discuss what the future has in store for all of us. Welcome to the Loving Life Podcast.
All right, it's time for another episode. It's Charlie Weddle and joined again by my wife, Sandra. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing well, but I think there's a rumor that you're responsible for the next trend.
What's the next trend?
The next trend is high heel Crocs.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, you will never see me in a pair of Crocs.
You're responsible for this, the high heels, though.
Yeah, but not the Crocs. That's horrible. Who would wear those? And where would you wear those?
Don't say who would wear those.
Well, I know. You have a pair of Crocs.
You know people would wear those.
Who would wear high-heeled Crocs, though?
But you know, I have to say about my Crocs, as I bought my Crocs to help my foot. This is my Crocs story. Disney World vacation, when was this? 2014,
yeah,
2015, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
Disney World, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when you walk a lot, and it even happened on our last trip, when you walk a lot, you tend to get a blister.
Right.
I had an incredibly bad blister on my toe next to the big one. Is that the swearing toe?
Yeah, I think so.
I had a really bad blister to the point where it just hurt to walk. And when you're at Disney World, that's all you do is walk. Walk, 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 walk.
Yep.
And I remember the fireworks were going off. And we were around Pirates of the Caribbean in Disney World, Florida.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm going to try something. And off to the side was a rack of Crocs. And the
Mickey
thing,
Mouse Crocs.
Yeah, that's what makes them cool to me, is that instead of just the round holes in the Crocs, they were in the shape of mouse ears. So I put them on, and talk about instant relief, because obviously it gave my foot room to breathe, mm-hmm, because they're so big, but it was just they were just more comfortable, and it solved that problem. But would I put them on right now and go walk them all? Hell no.
And high-heeled Crocs don't solve any problem. Well, I want to know the marketing team at the Crocs division that said, hey, this is a great idea.
And
this would be really sexy.
They're going to sell them. I'm telling you, they're going to sell them.
Good for them. I'm not going to be one of those buyers.
I guarantee there's probably some friends of mine that are like, oh, what are you talking about? I love Crocs.
Yeah.
And
good for them. That's
hey, if it
not
works for
thing.
You, that's great. I can't.
Yeah.
I can't.
No.
It's just not my fashion statement. I think I look stupid wearing them, so I just won't wear them.
No comment.
Anyways. So today, as we talk about Crocs, today we wanted to talk about work.
Yeah.
And finding a job, getting a job, keeping the job, advancing in the job, and just, you know, I mean, I've read lots of comments from folks on social media who are having a tough time finding the next gig, I deal with a lot of people here who are at a part-time status, mm-hmm, who are looking to get to the next level, or we have interns that are coming into the radio station who are actually looking, they're in school and they're getting paid to be an intern, but they're looking for that job,
right,
and how do they get that? So your thoughts, I mean, initially.
My thoughts initially is, in the era of technology and social media, the fundamentals don't change. There's 10 things that require zero talent when it comes to getting a job, keeping a job.
10. Right.
Real quick. Number one, being on time.
Ooh.
Number two.
Concept.
Work ethic.
Okay.
Number three.
What is that? What is work ethic?
Work ethic is knowing what you got to do to get the job done.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
All right.
Number three, effort. Number four, body language.
What?
Body language. You know what? When you're in a meeting or you're sitting in front of a very important client,
right.
your body language speaks louder than
true,
words.
True, true, true.
Okay. I'll Number agree. Five, your energy. The energy that you bring into your space and the workspace.
Oh, I'm All bad. Right? I'm bad at that
okay,
sometimes.
Well,
but
you need
yeah,
to work
no, no,
on that,
no, no.
Right?
But I fully admit it. I know. Anyways, go on.
Okay. Number six, attitude.
Oh, boy.
Okay, hold on. Number seven, passion.
Yeah.
Attitude and passion can sometimes get misconstrued,
confused,
right?
Yes, that is okay. my problem
okay.
right there.
Okay, eight, being coachable. Nine, doing extra. And 10, being prepared. Those are 10 things that require zero talent that I think are fundamental in going into any job or keeping your job.
You know what? Some people might say that those are the things that you, I mean, you get hired to do the job, but those are the things that are kind of like the givens. Like
you
these are the
think,
things. You know what I'm saying?
You would think that not, those are the givens.
Maybe not today anymore, but it's like, hey, show up. Really? I showed up on time. Well, guess what? That's like the requirement. Why should I have to tell you
if
to show up on time?
If you're not here 15 minutes before your appointment, you're late.
Well, that's how the phrase goes. If you're early, you're on time. If you're on time, you're late.
Right. And it's, there's no, again, it is just, it's common sense. And it doesn't, you know, as much as we give millennials a hard time, they run the gamut.
Yeah.
I did it. I had an interview.
Yeah.
I had a girl come in and interview. In the middle of my interview, she picked up her phone and started texting her boyfriend. And when I told her the interview was over, she looked dumbfounded like, what? And that was it. The interview was done. And so there are some fundamentals of just either
right?
being a good employee or what I look for when
right.
I'm hiring.
Right.
So I think it's just, it's common sense.
Yeah. No, absolutely. And I think it's one of the phrases that has come up over the course of time in my 30 plus years of doing radio is you have to run yourself like a company.
Yep.
Like
I agree.
Nobody's in charge of you. You're the entrepreneur. You're mm-hmm. you. You are the product. Why do I need to hire you? You are a number. Your Social Security is the number in the ledger, and we pay that Social Security number. What problem do you solve for me that allows me to keep you on the get paid list?
What are you doing to create value
right.
for yourself?
Because when you think about it, everybody that has a job is a problem solver. That's
mm-hmm.
what they are.
Mm-hmm.
If you own a company, I need, I mean, well, just use the radio station as an example. I need a DJ on the radio. Well, guess what? You're solving a problem by being, you know, that's what I'm doing, right?
Right.
So as employees, unless you're doing... Look, you're solving problems is basically what it is. And you're trying to increase value so you can move up the chain.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty, and you have to run yourself like a company. Would you hire you? Are you dressed the proper way? Do you act the proper way? Would you hire yourself?
Right. No, I agree. I mean, it's all in your packaging because you're marketing yourself. You know, people that say, I don't know anything about marketing. Well, you're marketing yourself. I say you start marketing yourself since grade school, because what do you do to get on the principal's list and get noticed or
right.
the honor roll? You get good grades. You're a good citizen. So you do that. What do you do in high school to get noticed by colleges? You get good grades. You participate. You're you're an all around good person, good citizenship, good grades. That's going to get you noticed. Again, marketing starts from when you're in elementary school, and then when you're in the job force, you're marketing yourself. What am I going to do to for people to see the value in me?
You're even marketing yourself when you're off the clock, when you're on social media, and you're sending out Instagram pictures and Facebook pictures and Snapchat.
No, absolutely.
You are marketing. Like, so if you don't know anything about marketing, well, you do.
You know, you really do. And sometimes, you know, by accident. And I always, whenever I talk to communications class at ASU or
right.
I talk to interns, I tell them in my meeting, if you're going to come to an interview with me, just know that I'm a detective and I will look at your social media and again, it's not going to determine whether I hire you or not, but I got to tell you, it's going to plant seeds in my mind, because if I see you taking shots off another girl's belly button in Mexico,
what?
You know what?
You got the job.
You know, at least, you know what?
I'm
no,
sorry.
no.
No, I mean the opposite of that.
At least hide. You keep your stuff private. You know what I mean? Because anybody can see that. Right. At least keep it private. I don't care what you do in your spare time. That's on you. Right. But you know, employers nowadays, they are looking at social media. They are looking at what you're doing. It says a lot about you. It speaks volumes. Sure. And that's the first thing. And I don't necessarily go to snoop. I go to see how I can connect with that person.
Right.
I'm going to interview with them. Ooh, are they an ASU alumni? Ooh, did they grow up in Phoenix? Are they fans of the San Diego Chargers or right. whatever? You know, I look at those things to see where they're at and what they're doing, mm-hmm. you know. So, again, not so great a picture when you see someone doing something off of someone's belly button.
No, I'm with you on that. And at the same time, though, there's a lot of things that happen today, whereas maybe in my industry, it might be a little bit different, but I don't really necessarily care what school you went to.
No,
I care about you, your personality, and can you get the job done?
Yeah.
Maybe a lot of it, what happens now, especially in the entertainment industry, it's a lot of relationship stuff.
Oh, I think a lot of it's based on relationships.
So let me use this as the example. There's somebody in the building who is putting together some audio clips, or mm-hmm. what we call in the industry as air checks.
Right.
And they've been submitting them to me and to some of the other folks in the mm-hmm. building to get some feedback.
Right.
Like, here's some stuff that I've been practicing on. Can you give me some constructive criticism?
Right.
So when I listen to the air checks and I sit down with the person and I go through and I say, here's what I like. Here's what you should work on. Maybe try to stay away from this or avoid this as an early crutch, so on and so mm-hmm. forth. Constructive criticism
right, right.
given. But this person is also looking to get a job. They want to be on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And my thing to them is, don't wait here.
Yeah.
You work for this amazing company. Uh-huh. You know, we'll just call it Company X.
Yeah.
You work for this company that owns several different radio stations mm-hmm. across the country.
Mm-hmm.
My advice to you is to find out where those stations are that you mm-hmm. want and send your stuff to them. Saying, hey, I'm a fellow employee mm-hmm. at Company X, and I've put together this audio tape or audio, digital audio. I say audio tape. Again, I'm dating myself. But can you give me some feedback? I'm looking for my next opportunity. You have to reach out. And that's, you can't catch fish if you don't put your reel, put the mm-hmm. line in the water. You got to put it out there. So starting and making those relationships and knowing who those people are and reaching out and taking advantage, because, you know, like some of the students from ASU come through in the internship program. I'm like, so you want to be a writer? So, okay, that's great. You take these classes. Do they have extracurricular stuff that they do outside? Do they all meet at like a sports bar and have, you know, have a happy hour and sit? Get to know those people, know who they are, go where they're at, hang out, make relationships, because you never know who your next boss is going to be.
That's why I think networking is very important.
But you just never know. And yes, networking, that's the even more proper word for mm-hmm. it. So critical to, you think about it both ways, right? If you owned the company, if you owned the bar, if you owned the store, if you owned the radio station, you're more apt to listen to the people that you know first and then move from there.
No, I agree with you. And when you said, you know, when you're making that extra effort to do what you need to do, it for me, like you said, yeah, your education's your education, of course. You know what your education tells me? That college degree tells me, it doesn't necessarily say you're smarter than another person. It just tells me you did what it takes to get the job done, right?
Right? Sure.
But when a person walks through my door to interview with me,
it means you have debt to me.
When you walk through that door, I can tell in the first 5 minutes if I'm going to hire you. It has a lot to do.
Wow, you're tough.
I am good. But
Woo!
I can tell by the minute they sit down and answer questions and their, again, body language and their enthusiasm and the way they communicate. Because there's a certain culture that I have in my agency. And I'm looking for that person that's going to fit into my culture. A perfect example of a person that went that extra mile. She was an ASU ASU student, going to graduate. She came in looking for an internship. She studied everybody on the website, the whole staff. She knew everything about our agency. She knew who our clients were. She looked at our social media stats. Mm-hmm. She looked at, all our social media platforms. Sure. She got to know everybody on the staff, who they were, what they did. And so when she sat down with me, she could talk to me about our agency, about what we do, about our core values. She knew that because she took the time to find out about us. And like me, I always go and look and find out about the intern.
Sure.
She can, not only that, but this girl also played detective with me. And so not only after the interview did she send me a thank you note, she sent me a thank you note sprayed with my favorite perfume, and then she went to Starbucks and bought the whole staff lattes and frappuccinos.
Marketing.
That's, she went the, not
stalker.
I expect that. I never, ever, ever encountered that.
Right.
But she took the extra mile to get notice. Now, kind of creepy with the perfume,
right,
but she tried to find it because all my stuff is private Facebook.
Right.
But she went and she did what she could to find out what she could about me.
Well, you know, and that reminds me of a story I was watching. I forget. I think it might have been a TED Talk or something. It was the ladies who founded Skim.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the
Skim?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And they were being interviewed, and one of the questions that was brought up to them was, you know, what are you looking for when that person sits down to interview? Mm-hmm. And they said, we want to know how you're going to solve our problem.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care about your resume. I want to know how you're going to solve my problem.
Right.
And that's it. And that really rung with me in the sense of, yep, they're all problem solvers until mm-hmm. they're the boss, you know. So, but no, it's interesting. So if I came in with my Under Armour shorts and my Crocs,
yeah, you wouldn't.
I probably wouldn't make it.
No, probably not.
Damn,
you could be the dog
handler.
But I'm
funny. I'm kind of funny. That wouldn't be good with clients.
Yeah, no, not too
well,
much.
I don't wear my Crocs all the time. So. All right. The other thing that comes up too, in trying to keep this on the lighter side mm-hmm. of things, is technology. Another mm-hmm. thing that so many people, like, again, that I've known over the course of the time and whatnot, who are like, oh man, I don't even know what the tweeter is. Well, you got to know what the tweeter is. Mm-hmm. You have to know, because we're not going backwards.
Yeah.
We're not going to watch black and white TVs again, right?
Yeah.
You know, so we're not going backwards in time where, you know, it's 9 to 5 and you come home and your martini's waiting and you're going to sit at the dinner table mm-hmm. and have your, it's just, we're not going back in time. You got to know the technology as it pertains to your field of interest.
Right.
You know, so for me in the entertainment industry, and I would have to probably say for you as well in media, is technology is incredibly important. I mean, that's how everybody markets today. It's
absolutely
getting that upper hand. So I even had a meeting today with our digital person going over stats, just trying to understand and where things mm-hmm. come from. Mm-hmm. Hey, and I consider myself a little bit of an old dog here, but I've got to learn the new tricks, man. Otherwise, I'm not going to be.
I think you, and it's not just the person looking for employment, learning the new tricks. It's also on my end. It's also convincing clients. That ad in that magazine, you know, they think magazine ads work, or they think buying those coupon clippings it's technology now. There's no excuse not to be able to target your consumer now. And again, that's where we can go on another tangent.
Sure.
But that, again, understanding technology, you got to grow with the times. And
right.
You got to understand that. If
right.
you don't, you're going to be looked over.
Well, I don't know too much more outside of the entertainment industry. So, like, if it all changed, I'd just, like, go work at IKEA or be a greeter at Walmart or something. I don't know. It's just I need a personality job. That's basically what it comes down to. So, and you know, there's also, you know, there's too much info out there sometimes. There's just so much to choose from, but you got to know what tools you want to have in your toolbox so you can use them effectively. But more importantly, as we're talking about you, the individual, how they can work to your benefit, social media to your benefit, you know, marketing to your benefit, how you treat yourself like the CEO and how you present yourself, like all those things are important.
Oh, yeah. And nowadays, like Gary Vaynerchuk said, you can go on YouTube and find out how to do everything and anything and everything. Educate yourself on YouTube. You learned how to.
It's how I fixed my Vespa. It's how I fixed the fan that was making noise
battery in my car, how to take it out.
That's how I changed the air filter in my car. I mean, it's just all those things. And he said, and Gary V, if you don't know who he is, check him out. Check him out on YouTube or whatnot, and you'll get fired up in a good way. He would hold the cell phone in his hand, the smartphone, and go, "This is the biggest thing since the television." And that's why I say we're not going backwards. We're not, you know, we can watch things anywhere we want to. So technology is a really important part of everything to do. Now, here's the thing, though.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of what we're talking about, it's not easy.
No.
It's not. In fact, it's really hard sometimes. It's really hard to do what that girl did when she came in and did that stuff. And that's what, how many people are like that?
No, just her.
Just her. So that's why I'm saying a lot of people won't do that because it's freaking hard to do.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, sit down and study and do this and da 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 and find out. Oh, yeah, that's not easy. It's hard.
But that's how bad she wanted the job.
That's what I'm saying.
And that has a lot to do. Your attitude has a lot to do with you getting a job. It's, you know, your last employer. I mean, if they're going to check references as well, you know, they're going to check. And it's always nice, no matter how it ended, that you ended on the most positive note with your previous employer, because you know what? People talk to each other.
You need to build bridges. And,
you do. Yeah. And it's all about taking that attitude, whether it was a bad parting of ways or not, and channeling that energy towards what's next for me and how have I created value for myself to take notice with my new employer.
Absolutely. You know, and it's really not rocket science, but even though it's not rocket science, like I said, it's really hard. It's hard to just be that forward thinking. It's not an easy task. It starts with when you wake up in the morning. What are you going to do today? That's sometimes the hardest step ever.
The hardest step too, and I think too is once you do get that job, you need to reciprocate. If there are so many people that come to me and go, "Hey, lost my job. If you hear anything," I am the first person that will do a job search for them. I'm not kidding you. Any person, any of my friends that come up and say, "Hey, can you help me?" I'm always checking in on them, because you know what? It all comes full circle, because I know one day that I'm going to want their help.
The karma train will come a-chugging.
It really does.
Beep, beep. Well, you know, again, and it's the Loving Life podcast, so
I have a question before we end anything. I have a question.
What?
What is your dream job?
I'm working my dream job.
Are you really?
I am.
If you could have any job in the world and money was not an option, just wasn't the object, what dream job would you have?
To just do this.
Really?
Unquestionable. Unquestionable. It would be to do this. As you know, will I think of something tomorrow? Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want to be on the radio. Mm-hmm. I want to entertain. I want to. My favorite office in the building is this studio that we're sitting in. My second favorite office, or I should say my most favorite office, is literally on the streets at the remotes that I do, at the concerts that I get to attend or the host or whatever it might be. Mm-hmm. Being in front of people, shaking their hands, talking to them, hearing their stories. That's the dream job. I mean, mm-hmm. I've told you the story, but when I was in college and I said, "Well, I'm going to take mass communications and I'm not going to come home this summer because I'm going to be on the radio and work this mobile disc jockey job." My mom was like, "Well, yeah, okay. You used to stand on the garbage can with a paint stick in your hand like a microphone. So I don't know, you know." And you've heard my grandmother say it. "I don't know where you get that personality from, but it ain't come from us." You know what I mean? And when I think about it, I'm like, yeah, but it came from my grandpa Vic.
Yeah.
My dad's dad, who knew everybody in Stratford, Ontario, Canada, knew everybody in the neighborhood, and everybody knew him. And maybe that's where I get it from. So I think this is my dream job. You?
It would be on the wild animal safari ride at Disney World, talking on the speaker as we drove through the safari at the Wild Kingdom, the Animal Kingdom.
See, that, now you got to bring up stuff like that.
Yeah, because that is my dream job. I want to be on that Jeep and talking and driving through the safari, the jungle.
See, now
that
I'm going to change my answer because that's like
back.
A fantasy
no,
job.
No, that could be. I can make that a reality. I wouldn't be able to live comfortably, but
well, I'd go sell churros on Main Street. I don't care.
Churros on Disneyland. You know, today's the anniversary of Disneyland.
Oh my gosh! Yep. Happy anniversary! Anything that has to do with Disney, yes,
yep. that would be my dream job.
Yep. All right. Okay. Well, Sandra, thanks for coming down,
hanging out.
Any feedback, advice, any advice you might have on getting that job, working that job, any tips for folks, send them our way. And remember to click subscribe. And then, like I said, you can find this on the website at coolradio.com. You can get it on iTunes as well. It's the Loving Life Podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.